Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by my co-host, the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know something? The big crab cake up in Baltimore witnessed another losing game from their so-called superstar, Lamar Jackson. The Eagles came in the big crab cake and laid one on them, baby.
Yeah, so you were asking me earlier if I was on board with the Eagles yet, and I said, I think I am. I think I'm coming over to your side on this. I think the Eagles are a good team. Do I think that they will win the Super Bowl? No, but could they represent the NFC in the Super Bowl? Maybe. I don't know. We'll have to see. They play. That's the reason they play the games. And Lamar Jackson's not worried about the Philadelphia Eagles. He's worried about the Kansas City Chiefs, because if he can't beat the Chiefs, it doesn't matter who comes out of the NFC.
Well, he can't beat anybody in a big game. He's a choker, brother. He just choked again at home at the big crab cake. Everybody comes out to support him, and boom. You know, it's like my buddy Kevin says in Nashville. He's a big Eagle fan. He said, watch him soar. Watch that number 26. And they did. They watched that 26 go right in that touchdown alley at the big crab cake. Spanked him like a righteous brother would.
Did the righteous brother spank people?
I don't know. No, I'm talking about a righteous brother.
Oh, okay.
A righteous black guy.
All right.
That's hood talk for black guys scoring touchdowns.
I don't speak that language. Listen, Eddie, we're going to get into college football, the NFL, WWE, and of course, our favorite segment, Jabronis of the Week. It's been an awesome college football season. The NFL starting to shape up what we're going to see in the playoffs. The WWE, always exciting. There's new stuff going on there, which is awesome, but we'll get into that and more after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that 5th doctor.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Shop Black Friday deals now at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And get 2 free select tools with purchase of a select combo kit or battery kit from brands like Kobalt, Craftsman, and DeWalt. Hurry and shop these savings only for a limited time, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/28 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Ever find holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
All over the world.
That's right, we're mouthing off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Well, what's going to happen, Jeffrey? Georgia or Texas?
Eddie, I don't even want to make an assessment of what's going to happen in college football, because so far, everything that you think is going to happen, everybody thought Ryan Day was finally going to get a win over Michigan, although I think he's beat him one time, but that's the big knock on him, is that he can't go in to beat Michigan, and Michigan's down this year, you know, new coach, new program, and Michigan pulls it off. Ohio State loses to Michigan, shakes everything up again in a season where the college football, it's every weekend. Every Tuesday between 7 and 8 p.m., we're looking at the rankings because something is changing every single week this year. You know what is not changing, though, is the quality you can get over at odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. Comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. And I think they have a cyber deal going on if you're listening freshly to this show, and the code to get, I was at 30% off, Eddie, was Lenny DePaul.
Yeah, absolutely.
So check it out over at Odark 30.
Yeah, and you always remember this, mouthing off nation. With Odark 30, you got a standing discount. But Lenny just mentioned us. But you're getting 30%. Well, that's a good deal, man. Holy smoke. Great 5-star clothing line. Love it.
Yes, sir. All right. So let's get back into college football here. A lot of big games coming up with the championships happening this weekend. And I don't think that they matter that much. The only one that is going to really matter is the ACC championship game. That could shake up what happens in the top 12. Because you've got Clemson and SMU facing each other. If Clemson wins that game, they're in as the ACC champion. That makes it difficult for someone else. And right now, sitting at number 12 is Miami, also in the ACC, not playing. So if SMU wins this game, that's good for Miami.
Well, Jeffrey, you know that IU all of a sudden, they're just distance. They're not even in the picture for some reason. And they laid 66 points on Purdue. Well, I mean, that's unbelievable. That's like basketball.
Well, I think they're in. They're into the playoff. They don't have to worry about anything. They're a ranked team. They're not playing in a championship. They are in.
Yeah, so, but where? They're not listed anywhere.
Yeah, Indiana's number 9 in the nation. So the only things really here that I see shaking things up is if UNLV beats Boise State, Boise State doesn't have a chance
in
hell.
Conference.
Yeah, the conference championships. If Iowa State beats Arizona
and
State.
You know what's going to really what's going to really shake the pot up, and I hate to say this because I'm a Texas Longhorn guy. But Texas is going into the Mercedes-Benz Dome in Atlanta, Georgia. They're going to get bit by a nasty, nasty Georgia Bulldog team that they come to play when it's but they spoke. And I'm telling you, Georgia's going to beat Texas.
Well, I don't know that that matters.
And they're gonna be the SEC champion.
Both of those teams are making it into the playoff, though, so I don't know how much that affects that the playoff. But you're taking Georgia over Texas, which is insane to me. I still believe that Texas is the best team in the nation. I'm interested to see Oregon Penn State because I feel like that's a matchup. Penn State is really, really good this year. Oregon could take their first loss in that championship game. Won't matter. Both of those teams are going into the playoff. Both of the teams in the SEC are going into the playoff. Tulane plays Army this weekend. Army's 10-1. They're number 24. I don't think there's anything unless they beat Tulane 200-0. I don't think there's any way that the Army sniffs the playoff. UNLV and Boise State. Boise State's most likely going to win that game. I don't know if that's going to matter for them. I don't know if Boise State, even at number 10 right now, I feel like that's a team that's going to get snubbed even at 11-1 with a championship. I think they may get snubbed. I can't remember. Do they? That's the Big 12. Do they get an automatic bid? They may get an automatic bid. So maybe Boise State.
Oh yeah, if they win the Big 12, they got an automatic bid.
All right,
they got a bye. They got a first round bye.
So Boise State, if UNLV beats Boise State, then that definitely shakes up the playoff because UNLV's in. That probably means Boise State's out. So I guess it wouldn't change things that much. But at number 10 right now, Boise State's in. They've got to win that game to maintain their spot in the playoff.
And you know, with that bye, you are going to see a game played on Tidy Bowl Field. The ugliest field in the nation.
I don't even want to talk about it, Eddie. Can we move on? I'm all ready to move on from the blue field at Boise State. No, I can't. I don't want to. I don't even want to talk about it. Iowa State and Arizona playing in a championship game as well. If that's an automatic bid, that changes everything because their number's 15 and 16 right now, both two lost teams. If one of them gets an automatic bid, obviously somebody's got to go. The team that I see most likely getting booted from the top 12 that is right now we've got Oregon, Texas, Penn State, Notre Dame, Georgia, Ohio State, Tennessee, Southern Methodist, Indiana, Boise State, Alabama, and Miami. The team that I see getting booted if one of these
I think remember when Alabama that year didn't win the SEC but they won the national championship? That's what's going to happen with Texas.
Okay,
they're going to win the whole shebang, but they're not going to win the SEC title. Georgia will.
I could see them winning the national championship after taking a loss in the SEC championship. No doubt about it, because both of those teams are definitely
and
going to
be that would be a two loss champion.
Yeah,
out of the toughest division in football.
There's only one team right now that's undefeated. That's Oregon, and obviously they're in. If they take a loss to the Nittany Lions, there will be
Can Penn State put up enough points to stay with Dillon Gabriel? I mean, can they? You know good and well Dan Lanning's going to have those Ducks playing. I mean, he's a great coach. That's the guy who should have been at Alabama.
Yeah. They've got a 3.5-point spread on that game right now. It's going to be tight. Ooh. I don't know if it's going to be Penn State scoring enough points to beat Gabriel or if it's going to be Penn State's defense stopping Gabriel. But as of right now, Oregon's favored in that game, but only by 3.5. So it's going to be a good game. Look forward to that. All of these games.
Well, Penn State's no joke. They just can't win the big game. He's got the problem. He can't beat Ohio State.
Well, that's the one big game he didn't win this year because he won all 11 of the other ones. And they face Oregon, who has seemed unstoppable this season. It's exciting to see. I must admit, this 12 team playoff was something that I sort of was like, I don't really care. I don't think it's going to make that big of a difference. Boy, was I wrong. It made a huge difference. College
and
football.
And you know what we're never talking about? And everybody's starting to get a little buzz about is the Big 12, Arizona State and Iowa State.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Those guys came on like gangbusters.
Yeah.
Great game. That's going to be a great game.
All right. So, sorry. I can't keep up anymore with conferences. So, UNLV Boise State, is that the Midwest Athletic Conference or something like that? Because the fact of the matter is, that one doesn't have an automatic bid to get in. There's no way that the champion from that conference goes in. I'm looking at it right now, so pardon me for trying to figure out.
It's like Mid-Mountain. They changed up so much.
It's the MWC, which is the Mountain West. And does that get an automatic bid? Because if it does,
I think so.
Oh my God, that's embarrassing. That should not be the case. The Power Five should be the only conferences that have an automatic bid.
You get a buy Boise? Well, guess who you're going to buy with? Oregon's coming to see you next week.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. They'll like that tidy bowl fill up.
Well,
man, it's like.
I can't imagine that they have an automatic bid. But that being the case, if Boise State wins that game, then that makes this Big 12 championship, which I apologize to the listeners. I slipped up on my college football conferences, but forgive me. Everything
has
changed.
Because we are SEC guys, really. And we focus on the greatest conference in college football, where the real boys play.
Also, Iowa State may have been in the Big 12 as of last season, but I don't think Arizona State was. And everything is shaken up. So anyway, Iowa State and Arizona State are 15-16 right now. If they have an automatic bid, somebody's got to go. I think Miami is the team that's going to get the shaft if something happens on one of these championship games that's unexpected, or if the Big 12's getting somebody in. So it looks like Miami.
SMU's going to go right in the ACC and win it.
Yeah, I think they'll have no problem with Clemson. So they're in. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Around the World.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Mouthing all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Let me ask you a real quick question, Jeffrey. What do you think about a cornerback who does cheap shots on a QB and then on his cleats has pro-Palestinian logos all over his cleats? What kind of guy does that?
Well, I mean, those are two completely separate things. So Aziz Al-Shaair is
right. Muslim.
So clearly he is on the side of the Palestinians.
He can't even spell the damn name Muslim.
I get a kick out of Palestine. The Roman colony over there is where that name came from, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, I'm not going to mix those two metaphors. The pro-Palestinian cleats, he can say whatever he wants on his cleats. As long as you don't find guys, are those, did the NFL say those were okay? Because if we're getting okays on pro-Palestinian
cleats.
Well, the
NFL is woke.
Yeah.
So I can tell you one thing. The NFL stinks. I don't like their policies. I don't like anything they stand for. And, you know, if you're going to allow that kind of hate speech and you got friggin' stuff all over the field that says, oh, we don't hate, you know, and you know, they pushing all that DEI crap. You need to keep it going because there's no such thing. I don't want to get in a history lesson, but Palestine, there's no Palestine. There's no such thing. That's all made up.
All right. Well, I'll say this. I don't understand how pro-Palestinian cleats are okay, but red hats on Nick Bosa get a fine. I've got to look into it. Are they allowing red hats if they are cleared before the game? Because this is seeming to be a one-sided affair, and I don't like it. But anyway, what we should be talking about is
with a cheap shot from a Palestinian Muslim on an American quarterback.
Okay.
That's what you need to be talking about, big boy.
That's why we call this show Mouthing Off, because we're mouthing off. And yes, Trevor Lawrence.
And we live in America.
We do. We do.
And we put up big time ratings. So we will do what the hell we want to do. You understand?
Hey.
Yes, you understand.
You know which side of these things I'm on. So I
don't worry about Jeffrey. I worry about everybody else around us.
I'm Jesus people. Okay. I'm Jesus people. So I obviously have been forced to choose a side on that argument. I'm obviously an American. Proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And if you're going to hit Trevor Lawrence, you're going to have a problem with me. So anyway, yes.
Now you wear those old Dark 30 boots. You know what to do with them boots.
Speaking of old Dark 30, let's jump in. If you're going to sing Lee Greenwood, you've got to do it in your robe and your O-Dark 30 boots, which I'm doing this show in right now. I got up this morning. We're doing it a little early. I didn't change out of my robe and my O-Dark 30 boots. So I'm right now living the life of luxury, living in the best country in the world, the United States of America, wearing the best boots I've ever had, my O Dark 30 boots, and I am wearing my robe a la mode. So
yeah, you're the head of the family for the Bonanos now, right?
Yes. So go check out odark30.com. Like we said before, if you're listening to this fresh, their cyber sale could still be going on. The code is Lenny DePaul. So go to odark30.com and get 30% off of gear for a limited time. This is going to be evergreen, this podcast. So if this is, if we're talking about things that happened a year ago, that sale might be over. So Aziz Alshayer hits Trevor Lawrence. He suspended 3 games. He got
his butt torn up too, boy. I think Jaguars got after him.
It was a terrible hit. The quarterback was obviously sliding. You know how I feel about these quarterback rules. This wasn't one of the times where I felt like the quarterback was taking advantage of the rules. This was one of those times where I feel like Trevor Lawrence, trying to get the yardage, didn't want to get clobbered, slid, got clobbered anyway. He's out. He'll probably be out 3 games, so it's a hot swap. Alshayer, Trevor Lawrence going to miss the same amount of time, and the Jaguars aren't going anywhere.
Mac Jones is
going
to be his backup, I guess. Mac Jones, a good quarterback.
We were talking about Alabama quarterbacks in the break, and we were talking about how Mac Jones and Tua are now in the NFL. We were discussing whether Texas Longhorns quarterbacks have any success in the NFL, because I believe yours is probably going to go into the draft this year, and don't know where he would go. Don't know if he's that highly touted, but if they win the championship, that'll be a good thing on his resume going into the draft. Excuse me. So we'll have to see there. But you brought up Tua pulling up to the football game this week.
Tua styling and profiling, brother. I know, black Rolls Royce. I mean, come on. Well, if you're making $55 million a year, you can handle those kind of things.
Here's my thing, though, Eddie, is if you're making $55 million a year and you buy a Phantom, you've got to have someone else drive it. You can't drive your own Phantom.
Tua don't want some stinking driver. He wants a style and profile and crank that music up and just ease on in. And because who in the world wants some driver stealing my stuff, man?
Everybody that owns a Rolls Royce Phantom.
Said it's about me. About a damn driver. It's about Tua.
I've been in a Rolls Royce Phantom twice in my life. Never have I driven one. Someone has always driven me, and that is not at all a testament of my wealth. I was a guest in those rides. So all I'm saying is that if you're going
most people I know are guests in a Rolls Royce. Only Tua's got a brand new Rolls.
I know, but I just feel like that's the car that if you're going to buy a Rolls, you got to have a guy with the hat on and driving you. I don't feel like you should be personally pulling up in your own Rolls Royce Phantom.
Tua had a hat on, brother.
He was the driver?
Yeah, he was driving his own Rolls. I mean,
you want to know a baller move is is to drive up in your Phantom and get out and then open the door in the back, and the old British guy that's supposed to be driving the car, you let him out, you hand him the hat, and then you go in. Surpassed.
What killed me is he gets out of a $200,000-$300,000 ride. And he's got shorts and flip-flops on.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's his money.
Hey, that's the island, brother. I mean, he's Hawaiian.
It's his money. He can spend it however he wants. I just say get a nice Mercedes instead of getting the Rolls-Royce Phantom if you're going to drive yourself around. But
I just got to tell you, Jeff, one of the greatest games I got to witness was Monday night, the Broncos and the Browns.
It was a crazy game. It was a crazy game. But let me tell you, this is what you get when you sign up with Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston was pure Jameis Winston on Monday night. He threw for 497 yards and 4 TDs.
Hey, did you hear what happened in Denver?
What?
Well, when they found out Jameis Winston was coming in, they had a lockdown on King Crow.
So
they had a lockdown, brother.
So he went nuts. And but he threw 3 interceptions. 2 of those were returned for touchdowns, which is Jameis Winston.
He really threw for 6 TDs, 4 for them and 2 for Denver.
That's what he does. That's exactly what he does. I remember he played his first game in New Orleans and they played the Buccaneers. And I jokingly said he'll probably throw more passes complete to the Buccaneers than he does to the Saints. And he did. I was like, he may forget which team he plays for, but Jameis Winston puts up a lot of numbers in both ways. So a purely Jameis Winston game, 14.
Well, you know, Judy came back talking about Alabama. That's one of the greatest, you know, receivers out of Alabama was Judy. And he put up, oh my God, 235 yards.
Yeah.
One guy.
Bama is wide receiver you for sure. They've got a ton of them that are studs in the NFL and quarterbacks that maybe they really looked good because they had those fantastic receivers. But Bo Nix led the Denver Broncos to a win in that game.
Looked good.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to look good when your team's scoring two TDs off of interceptions on the other team. But he threw for 294.
Yeah, but the final was 42. I mean, Bo Nix looked really, really good.
Yeah.
He's got a shotgun, that guy.
I think that they've chose wisely in Denver going with Bo Nix. And the big game everybody was looking at in this week's matchups was the Eagles and the Ravens, and it did not disappoint. It was much better than that Monday night game, in my opinion. But the Eagles beat the Ravens 24-19 in a back-and-forth game that, until the end, nobody knew who was going to win that game.
Talking about the Eagles game, they shut down the king himself, Derrick Henry. The worst game he's had since opening day.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that offense is very run heavy, be it the quarterback or the running back, and defenses can adjust to that. And if the Ravens want to make it to the Super Bowl and win a championship this year, they're going to have to figure out how to take advantage of a good wide receiver in Flowers and a good tight end. They're going to have to pass the ball more, because if you're just going to run it up the gut with Lamar and Derrick Henry all day, they're going to pack the middle.
Eagles shut you down. They just showed what the NFL can do to you.
Yeah,
they
a lot
shut
of teams
the king down.
A lot of teams are going to do that.
They said, "Lamar, you beat me," and he couldn't do it.
The AFC is very interesting to me this season because the AFC West is the powerhouse. They've got three teams in position to make the playoffs this year. Pittsburgh, incredible. Hats off to Mike Tomlin. Did it again, over 500. Has not had a season under 500. This was one that everybody was thinking in the beginning was going to be his first. He put all the haters to bed. Pittsburgh at 9-3, leading the AFC North. It's going to be an exciting playoff season in the AFC. Everybody thinks Kansas City's coming out of there, but we're going to have to see. These games do get played.
Well, you know, the Chargers, don't forget Harbaugh. He's done a great job for the L.A. Chargers.
I have not forgotten them. Hey, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Twas the holiday season at Total Wine and More. So many friends that you need to shop for. Gifts on the shelves are so easy to find. Just what you love for your loved ones in mind. Your father likes Pinot Noir, Cabernet for your sis. Champagne for a co-worker, never amiss. Now that's a low price, you'll shout out with glee when you shop Total Wine for them and for me.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Guys, it's finally here.
Wendy's new salted caramel frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge salted caramel frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Salted caramel frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
I can't wait, man. The NFL, everything's starting to tighten up a little bit. And when you think somebody's going to run away with it, it just doesn't go. People are starting to get beat.
If you want to talk about something to run away with, it's this special at odark30.com. 30% off for Cyber Week with code Lenny DePaul, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Code Lenny DePaul to get that 30% off for Cyber Week.
Yeah, just don't make sure you don't type Lenny. Please come get me, because he will.
He will find you.
Lenny DePaul is one of the baddest human beings on the planet, but he's got the greatest Odark 30 gear in the world.
Yes, sir. Go check him out, odark30.com. We were discussing the NFL in the last segment, and it's going to bleed over here because we've got more to talk about. As I was saying before that segment ended, the AFC is looking to be pretty locked down at the moment. Buffalo's going to win the East, no doubt about that. Baltimore theoretically could win the North, but Pittsburgh has a 2-game lead. I don't see Baltimore coming back, take that back, but stranger things have happened. Houston leading the AFC South. That's the weakest division in the AFC. Indianapolis potentially squeaking into the playoffs, but not sure that's going to happen either. Kansas City, they're gone. They're going to be there every year. But this is the interesting conference, Eddie, because the Chargers and the Broncos also in playoff position at this moment. And nobody saw Denver coming. The Chargers with a new coach in Harbaugh and a team that seemed to be good without a good coach. They're looking good.
Well, yeah. And when you're coming down to it, you got Justin Herbert with the Chargers. And Harbaugh knows how to coach the dude. That's what's really interesting. And everybody with the Chargers has bought into Harbaugh because he's a great coach. He's a winner. And now you got another guy in the division who was a winner, who's a Super Bowl winner. Sean Payton with Denver. Oh, you talk about the coach of the year. What a coaching job Sean Payton has done with a rookie quarterback. He's the only guy in contention for playoff berth with a rookie quarterback. The only one.
Yeah, he's done a great job there, and no surprise, New Orleans made a big mistake moving on from him. You don't necessarily move away from a Hall of Fame coach in a rebuild, but they did.
Well, what they got down in New Orleans now stinks, man. Smells like that
New Orleans.
That bay in New Orleans.
Yeah. Jumping over to the NFC, the Eagles leading the NFC East. Washington fell off a little bit, but they had a great game over the weekend, so we'll see what they can do there. Detroit and Minnesota neck and neck. We were talking about Daniel Jones signing to back up Sam Darnold in Minnesota. A good opportunity for him because that team looks really, really good, and if anything were to happen, another New York drafted quarterback, Giants and Jets now backing playing quarterback for Minnesota. Interesting situation there. Green Bay, the NFC North has three teams that are in playoff position right now. Green Bay looking really good with Jordan Love again this year. That's exciting for all of those guys up in Green Bay where it's going to be cold. So if they can figure out a way to get a home game, that's a hard place to play in.
It's like Buffalo. Yeah. It's like, wow. Buffalo looks good, too.
Yep. The NFC South, Atlanta is leading right now. Well, the Bucs and the Falcons, both at 6-6. Neither of those teams look good enough to do any damage in the playoffs, but one of them are going to make it in because they...
You know what's strange, though, Jeff?
What's that?
Is both of those teams can lay a whipping on you quick. Well, Baker Mayfield and number 18...
Kirk Cousins
out of Atlanta, Georgia. Kirk Cousins, he just needs to wake up. He's been sleeping, man. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, it's I don't know about either one of those teams. I mean, Tampa is a great team. They've got a good defense. But their wide receivers have been decimated. They're not young, and they've off been injured. They lost their best guy. It's going to be difficult for Baker to pull them through a playoff victory, but we'll see what happens. Seattle and Arizona battling for, and the Rams and the Niners. Any of those teams could potentially still at this point win the NFC West. The San Francisco 49ers are banged up.
I just feel so bad for Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
And the ball players. I mean, everybody, like McCaffrey just went down. One of the great running backs. Boy, that guy's fun to watch.
Yeah, he takes a lot of hits, and he torn Achilles, I believe, so he's done.
Yeah.
Purdy's injured, so it's going to be a tough one for San Francisco. The Rams, not often thought about, but still a good team. They're in a conference that is winnable because it's a weak
Matthew
conference.
Matthew Stafford will beat you.
Yeah. The Cardinals, Kyler Murray, the Kyler Murray show, hanging in there. They're only a game out of first in the NFC West, so no telling what'll happen there. Seattle's still leading it, but that's the Seattle boggles my mind. Geno Smith, out of nowhere, remembered how to play quarterback, went into Seattle, and Russell Wilson killing
it
in Pittsburgh.
Believe me, it's just a system.
Yeah, and it seems like these system quarterbacks can be plugged into systems because it seems like Tomlin has plugged in Russell Wilson to his system, and it's working there, too. So I really feel like the NFC at this point comes down to Philadelphia, Detroit, and Minnesota. Green Bay, though, they scare me in a playoff game. They could, they're likely not going to get a home game, but if they do, they can beat anybody at Lambeau.
Oh, yeah, it's because of that's why they want you.
Yeah.
In the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. And that's where they will put a whipping on you quick.
Yeah.
Because they love it.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing with Green Bay. You know, they've had some great teams, but they have definitely benefited from playing in the frozen tundra up at Lambeau. Minnesota, though, a team that can be prepared for that, and Detroit. Those are all cold cities in the NFC North.
Well, you know, the Packers don't want the Lions again.
No.
I mean, they go to the Lions, the only team that I believe that they will get beat by is the Eagles.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Detroit's better than the Eagles, but you're right. If there is a team out there, I'm still interested to see the Commanders in the playoffs. They look really good, and then they don't look really good, and then they look really good again.
I don't think they're going to make it.
To the playoffs?
Yeah.
I think they'll make it to the playoffs, but I don't know what they'll look like when they get there. That's been the problem with the Washington team for a very long time. They get into the playoffs and they're one and done, or they don't make it at all. We'll have to see. They're hoping to have turned the page. New ownership, new quarterback in town. It's interesting. It's going to be fun. The NFL is not quite as exhilarating for me right now as college football. I never thought I would say that, but college football is so good that let's just get to the playoffs in the NFL. Let's see what teams make it, and let's root for. I'm really excited about the Detroit Lions. That's a team that took such an L when Barry Sanders left and never seemed to recover from that, and they have got, it, from top to bottom, a team that you can love with the head coach, the QB, the Goff, Stafford swap.
A bunch of that Dan Campbell. Now, that's the coach of the year between Dan Campbell and Sean Payton. That's the talk that should be right there.
Yeah.
But Dan Campbell has assembled himself some unique characters, and they all fit in that Dan Campbell puzzle. And it's a cool team to watch. They really are.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. The Lions are fun to watch.
They are. Hey, let's jump over to the WWE. Big news in the WWE, Eddie.
Yeah, your boy, John Cena, is doing his farewell tour, 2025.
I wonder.
So long, buddy.
So John Cena has been a movie star, in my opinion, for a decade. He's coming back to retire officially from the WWE in 2025. They're going to roll him out. He's going to, you think he's going to get a 17th world championship in 2025?
Well, I hope not, but they could. That way that the WWE can say that their guy, who Ric Flair wasn't their guy.
Yep.
You know, he was a Crockett boy.
Yeah.
And, but Flair, 16 times world champion, and Cena has tied that. They made sure of that.
Yes.
So I hope that John Cena doesn't break that. But knowing the WWE, he may.
Yeah. It would be, I can't complain about it. Ric Flair's a legend, obviously, but so was John Cena. John Cena really hit the scene and took over. He was all in the zeitgeist for 10 years with the WWE. Everybody was talking about Cena. He eclipsed The Rock almost in the WWE.
No. John Cena, the only reason he really made it, because they had no baby face.
Well,
he's
the
only guy that would be a babyface. They just didn't have a top-notch guy.
Well, he took the ball and ran with it. He took the ball and ran with it.
Stone Cold went down, remember?
Yeah.
With his neck. And then The Rock went to Hollywood. And so Cena was up next. And Cena made good money. He can't bitch and moan. He did good. They put him in a position where he could be a movie star.
Yeah.
And that's what they did.
Well, he did a great job for the WWE, and I'm excited for him. Going to officially retire. Liv Morgan is still the women's champ.
Yeah, that's heating up with Rhea Ripley, and those two. What a great match that is!
Yeah,
and because they really go good together.
Yeah, yeah.
And if Rhea stays healthy, which she will, that she'll have one hell of a run against Liv Morgan. Liv Morgan can draw you money.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, she's just a total package when it comes to that. She's earned it.
And Cody Rhodes is the best WWE championship since the Hulk. That's what it says here on my paperwork. You back that statement up, Eddie?
Well, you didn't read it wrong. yeah, he's the best WWE champion since Hulk Hogan.
That's a bold statement, my friend. Hey, listen, we got to jump to this.
I'm a bold guy. Oh, your boy that plays for those high-flying New York Jets in the Meadowlands, Aaron Rodgers, is my Jabroni of the Week, man. I mean, what? Aaron Rodgers missed a throw that Stevie Wonder could have hit. And the Jets could have won that game. But nope, he can't make a throw. And they've given Aaron Rodgers everything. Is he just not that good anymore as the quarterback position passed him by? You can sit on that Pat McAfee show every Tuesday all you want, Aaron Rodgers, and run your smack ass mouth, but you can't deliver when the Jets have given you everything you asked for. But you can't deliver. So why don't you just take your little homie bag you got and take your ass back to California where you belong?
The opinions of Jabronis of the Week are those of Eddie Mansfield and no one else involved in this show. Aaron Rodgers, I apologize. I had nothing to do with you being Jabroni of the Week, but that is the way it shook out.
So you got two chapsticks in your pants today. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Well, I'm a fan of Aaron Rodgers, the guy. So
are you a fan of what you've seen on that field and he's getting millions of dollars to play like that?
I don't think that the Jets was a good decision for him. I think that team stinks. I think that organization stinks, and he should have gone somewhere else. But we don't have time to talk about that, Eddie. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
All over the world.
Yeah.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, Eddie Mansfield.
A little bit more of Aaron Rodgers. I think you're going to get to see next year when Rex Ryan comes in there. If he is the quarterback, has he got any juice left? Aaron Rodgers.
Is it a quick enough time to turn around that entire team, though, in one season, regardless of the head coach, though? I don't think Belichick can make the Jets good at this point.
Well, Belichick won't ever make the Jets good, believe me. Because he won't go. He's smarter than that. He listened to Parcells years ago. Said, hit the road, Jack.
Yeah.
And so he went to New England, and you see what happened.
I do.
And so... When you look at Rex Ryan, he's vying to coach the Jets again, but he needs to go to a team like the Chicago Bears and follow his dad, and I think that'd be a better fit because he could turn that around.
Yeah,
with the Jets, I don't know if he has that many years left to live, Rex Ryan, to turn the Jets around. I really don't.
I feel like those feet guys have a long longevity, but that's just, I haven't looked at the statistics. But you're right. The Bears would be a much better decision. I think they're much more, they're a long-term team as opposed to the Jets, which just kind of probably need a Band-Aid to finish out Aaron Rodgers' career there. But who knows what's going to happen. The reality of it is we're going to talk NFL playoffs going forward because they're going to kick off very soon. We're going to be talking college football because it's only going to get better through the rest of this year into next year. It's going to be incredible to watch this 12-game team playoff. I'm so stunned.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Georgia, Texas. Who you got?
Texas. I don't think Texas goes and gets beaten again. I think
They're going in the Mercedes-Benz.
I don't care where it gets played.
The home of the Georgia Bulldogs.
They can play that game anywhere.
They're going to show, and I love Texas. That's my team.
Yep.
But I'm a Georgia Bulldog guy that I know that Georgia can play. And they play really, really good when the heat's on.
Yeah.
And nobody expects them to win, but they are going to win, just like they did in Austin.
I'm not going to disagree wholeheartedly with you. I just see Texas winning that game. But another show in the books. All the Mouthing Off fans, thanks for listening. And Eddie, tell them goodbye.